Among her revelations, the Koch's father, Fred Koch, built an oil refinery personally approved by Adolf Hitler.
You know, right before the war started, he imported or somehow the family wound up with a German nanny who brought up the two oldest boys, Frederick and Charles. Charles, who's known today as one of the two Koch brothers. And the nanny herself was a Nazi sympathizer of such fervor that when Hitler invaded France in 1940, she'd been with the Koch family for 5 years, but she said she needed to leave. She wanted to go back to be with the Führer to celebrate. It was strange. It was it's a fascinating family. It was a strange upbringing. I'm not saying that they were Nazis, but what I am saying is that this family was politically from the start filled with very strange influences.
And Fred Koch's involvement in the founding of the John Birch Society and what that is?
Well, so what happens is the father then also worked for Stalin and built the oil refineries there in Stalin's first five-year plan. And he comes back to the U.S. and he's horrified by what he's seen of Stalin. And he becomes just an absolutely sort of vitriolic anti-communist. And that leads to him being a founding member of the John Birch Society. And he passes those views on to his sons. And both David Koch and Charles Koch, the two that are known as the Koch brothers, were members of the John Birch Society, which was kind of defined the anti-communist right-wing fringe in America in the 50s, 60s.